Hi there, boys and girls. It's time for the Children's Bible Club. We're really glad to have you with us today. So join in the singing, and let's have a good time together. I'm not sure how the weather is where you are, but whether it's dreary or sunny outside, we can have the sunshine of the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts and on our faces. So brighten up your smile and help the choir sing our first song. Thank you, choir. It's wonderful to have the joy of the Lord. In fact, Nehemiah said, "The joy of the Lord is your strength." When we receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we move from the darkness of sin into the light of God's love. Jesus said of himself, "I am the light of the world." Jesus created the sun and moon and stars to give us physical light. But if we trust Him as our only Savior, He shines His light in our hearts. Louise Evey wrote a good poem about His light called Light of the World, which we know is the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the poem. The sun is like a golden lamp that shines so wide and tall, no one can turn it off or on or blow it out at all. High in the sky, it keeps me warm. And strange as this may be, 1,000 sunshine vitamins slip right inside of me. But God sent forth a greater light that blinded eyes might see. He sent His Son to my dark heart. Oh, may He shine through me. I like that poem and the truth it gives. Maybe you have a poem that's special to you and would like to share it with our radio friends. If so, send it to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or email me at AuntCarolyn@ChildrensBibleClub.com and save a little postage. And now, here's the choir again.
He longed to do the work.
Did you ever attend a family reunion? Oh, what joys and memories! What a day it was in the desert when Moses and Aaron met for the first time in 40 years. They couldn't reminisce long, though. Moses told Aaron what God had called them to do, and they must not delay. Egypt hadn't changed much in 40 years, except the Israelites were under worse oppression now. The taskmasters beat the Israelite slaves ruthlessly as they built Pharaoh's huge empire. They were in despair. When Moses came and Aaron gave them the message from God, they wondered if it was true. He showed them the signs of the rod and leprosy, and they were thrilled that God had seen their trials and would deliver them. They bowed and worshiped the Lord. After rallying the people, Moses and Aaron arranged to see Pharaoh. What memories flooded Moses' mind as he entered the rich palace where he'd grown up. But a new Pharaoh sat on the throne now. At Moses' signal, Aaron delivered their appeal. "The Lord God of Israel said, 'Let my people go, that they may go into the desert and hold a feast to worship me.'" Pharaoh exploded. "Who is the Lord that I should obey him? I don't know the Lord, and I won't let the people go." At least he was truthful. He really didn't know the Lord, the true and living God. He worshipped many false gods and did not fear the God of the powerless slaves. He grew more furious when Aaron repeated their request. "They must be insane to think he would free thousands of slaves. He would lose money by the millions if all the free labor escaped." "No," he shouted. "You and Moses are troublemakers. The people don't have enough work if they can take time off to go worship this so-called God of Israel." Then he ordered that the slaves now must gather the straw for the bricks, but still produce the same number of bricks each day. The bricks, made of clay and water, were formed into blocks and dried in the sun, but the clay needed straw to hold it together. Now, in addition to mixing and forming and baking the heavy bricks, the Israelites also had to gather the vital straw, yet meet the same brick quota. It was impossible, and the brutal beatings by the taskmasters got worse. Soon, instead of rejoicing in the deliverance promised, they got angry and bitter against Moses and Aaron. "Why did you come? You've made our trouble worse. Now the taskmasters despise us and will kill us with this hard labor. Fine friends you turned out to be." And they railed against Moses and Aaron. The people griped to Moses, and Moses complained to God. "Why have you brought such calamity on these people? Why did you bring me here? Things are worse since I came, and you haven't delivered your people at all." God did not pity Moses. He was setting the stage for his great work ahead. He said, "I will show Pharaoh who I am. I will prove to my people that I am Jehovah, keeping all my promises to them, even back to my covenant with Abraham many generations ago. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. When he refuses, you must show the signs that I gave at the burning bush." Moses did exactly as the Lord commanded, and Pharaoh did exactly as God said he would. He hardened his heart, mocked God, and said, "Show me a miracle." When Aaron cast his rod down, it instantly became a serpent. But the king's magicians tried it, and surprise, their rods turned into serpents too. No problem, Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods. But Pharaoh didn't budge, so Moses and Aaron met him down by the river. This time, when Pharaoh refused to let the people go to worship God, Moses warned him that God would turn the river into blood. The great Nile River, worshipped by Egyptians for its power to flood and enriched the land for their crops, became a horrible, thick river of blood. Soon the fish died, floated to the top, and stank in the sun. There was no water to drink. For 7 days the ugliness and stench of the river plagued the people, and their river god was powerless. Yet Pharaoh still rebelled. Now God showed Moses his plan to reveal his almighty arm. The magicians could no longer imitate God's signs. God's might overruled all Satan could do. One by one, God would take down the false gods Pharaoh and the Egyptians worshipped. One by one, he would sweep away the trust of the people in the gods they had so long trusted and defended. How wise and wonderful God is to prove himself real and strong. God is able to bring down the mighty and all who rebel against him. Those who walk in pride, he's able to abase. Daniel 4:37. Whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Dear young friend, come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for your sin. Confess yourself to be a sinner. Ask his forgiveness and trust him alone to save you. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now God bless you. Until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.